At the show, I did a bit that at its core was about how an atheist running for office in America, this was 2006 during the beginning of the primaries, no matter how viable, equitable, and universally accepted his ideas for improving the lives of all might be, will never be a major party candidate in my lifetime. Then I talked about how Mitt Romney, who was doing very well at the time, could very likely end up being the Republican nominee, and then talked about what he, as a Mormon, believes. Obviously, there are no jokes in the description I just described. I just wanted to give you a synopsis of the bit, which is probably 10 minutes long and wouldn't translate all that well on this page. So anyway, I did the bit, made my point, and moved on to some hilarious abortion jokes. A couple days later, because back then I was foolish and vain enough to have a Google alert for myself, I stumbled upon a blog entry from someone named Emily who had been at the show. And here it is from the SFist, or, you know, it's like Gothamist or, you know, LAist, or that's the name of the, if you're driving and you want to pull over and Google it, it's S, like capital S, capital F, and then IST. Here is the quote in its entirety from the blog. And let's break this up a little bit. So I'm going to bring in a special guest to read from the blog itself, not changing a word. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Robot Voice. SFist was excited to hit Sketchfest Comedy's Death Ray Act last night at Cobb's. The lineup, full of Mr. Show and I Love the 80s alums, looked promising. After the usher told us to give him $10, we landed front row seats, which served us well for the surprise star of the night, Paul F. Tompkins, who had by far the strongest set of the night. Seriously, give that guy his own TV show. The other notable act was the vocal stylings of Hard and Firm, who ended the night with their rendition of a Latin power love ballad, which brought down the house, and which SFist is secretly hoping someone will sing to us this Valentine's Day. SFist, like most of the crowd, were there to see David Cross, and able openers only served to increase our anticipation for his set. Cross's work on Mr. Show and Arrested Development are some of the funniest in contemporary comedy. Sadly, SFist was really disappointed, appalled might be the better word, by David Cross's routine. In addition to getting the smallest laughs from the crowd, it was the most blatant public display of bigotry we've witnessed in person. It's difficult to define the difference between making fun of something and attacking it. It's a fine line, but many comics get it right. The greatest cultural and religious satire takes the beliefs held by a group of people and spins it to show the comedy inherent in those beliefs. For example, South Park has covered the very same ground in terms of joking about Mormons by going through the Joseph Smith story, which is what Cross went through as well. South Park explicates the story to hilarious and irreverent effect by making it into a musical, complete with ditties about translating golden plates, angels appearing, and the plates conveniently disappearing whenever outside sources ask for evidence. Cross, on the other hand, simply laid out the story of the religion's foundation, and at the end of major points essentially said, "Isn't that dumb? Can you believe how stupid these Mormons are?" But chee, get the joke? We didn't. Showing why something is ridiculous is comedy. Telling you it's dumb is more of a soapbox lecture. People at the club paid for comedy, not a lesson in religious beliefs, punctuated with statements like, "How dumb is that?" The letdown here is that SFist, like a lot of fans there, were hoping for the type of awkward comedy Cross does best, not the kind of bit you'd expect from a talk radio show host. It was surprising and a little confusing that a comedian of Cross's stature and talent would spend so much time on pure vitriol. Cross seemed to deflate some of the exuberance of the evening, which was buoyed by a strictly enforced two-drink minimum, and the lag showed with paltry applause. Moreover, his bit seemed derivative of recent attacks on Mitt Romney's candidacy that have appeared in Slate and elsewhere, and which are based not on his political record so much as on his Mormonism, which is the way Cross began his piece. The difference is that the Slate authors weren't trying to be funny. Any religion plus political aspirations on the part of one of its adherents could equal pure comedic gold, given a proper witty treatment. Sadly, Cross fell short of the task he set himself. Cross ended his piece with, "Mormons are effing idiots." Not one of the more socially tolerant statements we've ever heard. But hey, maybe nobody told him it was Martin Luther King Day.